Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus. As Peter asks our Lord the question, "How many times should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Seven times?" Peter stands as a typical follower of Christ, as a typical Christian, as a typical saint and sinner. He looks to other sins more than to his own. And he looks to his own righteousness rather than to the righteousness of Christ. We sin, like Peter, with self-righteous arrogance before God and with pride among our peers when we fail to forgive as we have been forgiven. The hallmarks of the faith, being forgiven and being forgiving, are by all Christians and by each one of us obscured by our pride and relativized by a sense of our own goodness. I am not more forgiven, nor more forgivable than my brother. Than my brother who has sinned against me, against whom also I have sinned. Jesus answers Peter's question with the scathing parable of the unforgiving servant. As a warning against the danger of refusing to forgive one who sins against us, of forgiving one another. Those who refuse to forgive their brothers as endlessly and as graciously as they have been forgiven for Christ's sake will ultimately lose their faith and salvation. For refusal to forgive, in the final analysis, is a refusal of forgiveness. When we refuse to forgive our brother, we refuse our own need of a Savior and of his grace and mercy and forgiveness. True godliness and Christian living is summarized and fulfilled with the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Martin Luther explains this petition this way. We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look upon our sins, nor on their account deny our prayer. For we are worthy of none of the things for which we pray, neither have we deserved them, but that he would grant them all to us by his grace. For we daily sin much, and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. So will we also heartily forgive and readily do good to those who sin against us. As we forgive another his sins against us, we should do so with a sense of joy. For we are being directed, and the one we are forgiving is being directed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose blood has paid for my sins and his sins. And today, as we approach the Lord's altar, we do so as the forgiven and the forgiving. One fellowship centered on Jesus Christ and his righteousness and his sacrifice. When we receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, we receive the assurance of our own sins being forgiven, and we also receive the desire and the power to forgive those who sin against us. Through this Holy Supper, the sacrifice for our sins is brought into ourselves, dwells in us, and our Heavenly Father reassures us that the atonement is complete and forgiveness is ours by his grace. Amen.